If you want to wake up your family and friends, folks, look up HR6666. That's HR6666. Look it up in Google or DuckDuckGo right now, folks. This is actual legislation that has actually been authored by the United States Congress that would allow the Secretary of Health to take you to a quarantine camp. Now, that is not a theory. That is an actual document, Alex, that you have been talking about what would happen, but now they have codified it, and it's just sitting there waiting to be passed. We should not stop getting together, as the manner of some is, but we need to exhort, to mentor, to encourage, to empower one another, and so much more as ye see the day approaching. We have got to activate, ladies and gentlemen. We are within right now. We are within 5 days of America's sovereignty being over. It is now time for every single listener to go into Paul Revere mode.
Well, I heard about this a couple of years ago when they started it, but man, it is explosive. I've been to one of their events, 10,000 people, standing room only, and they're doing it multiple times a week. And they are giving voice to people that have been suppressed and dominated, and it's going viral everywhere. And I love Victory. We had Dinesh D'Souza on last hour. Clay Clark, Reawaken America Tour. General Flynn, right at the heart of it. Dr. Zelenko, we love him so much. Dr. David Martin, Charlie Kirk, so many others. He joins us for the hour to talk about the waterfront and all that is going on and the Great Reset versus the Great Awakening. Revealing the 10 mind-blowing aspects of the nefarious surveillance under the skin transhumanism plan to enslave humanity. So, Clay Clark, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for taking time out. On Twitter, the Clay Clark, ThriveTimeShow.com. Amazing talk show host, your own right, reaching millions a day. Brother, good to have you here. I sleep at night knowing that badasses like you are out there, brother.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you would have told me 3 years ago that I would be talking to Alex Jones, Cash Patel, Dr. Zelenko, Eric Trump, General Flynn, and Oklahoma's Attorney General all within a 24-hour period of time, I would have thought you were crazy. But what's happening, Alex, is it turns out at the last Reawaken America tour we had in Myrtle Beach, I bet you I saw 25 shirts that said Alex Jones was right. And I always thought that you were right, Alex, but what I didn't recognize was how right you were and how deep the swamp was. And so what I want to do on today's show is I want to drop at least 10 knowledge bombs that your listeners maybe did not know so you can wake up your family and friends today, because it's time to bang the gong. So knowledge bomb number one, Alex, if you want to wake up your family and friends, folks, look up HR6666. That's HR6666. Look it up in Google or DuckDuckGo right now, folks. This is actual legislation that has actually been authored by the United States Congress that would allow the Secretary of Health to take you to a quarantine camp. Now, that is not a theory. That is an actual document, Alex, that you have been talking about what would happen, but now they have codified it, and it's just sitting there waiting to be passed.
Incredible. And I covered that bill. I even forget about it, that they have state bills and federal bills to put us in quarantine camps. Elaborate on that.
Okay, so again, there's HR6666. Which this will allow, again, elected officials, the Secretary of Health, to take you from your home and to force you into a quarantine camp. Now, knowledge bomb number two I want to share. I'm going to fire through a lot of them today, folks. Look it up. Type in CDC green zones, okay? The CDC has actually, if you go to DuckDuckGo or Google, they have actually created what they call green zones. And this is their recommendation. The Centers for Disease Control recommends that they would take you away from your home for a limited period of time, at least 6 months, to take you away to keep you from spreading the virus. So again, there's HR6666 that's been written.
Yeah,
there's
so it's a virus that's 2 weeks long maximum, but they want you to stay months in a prison. This is remember Australia. They said if you complain about being in a camp, we'll keep you longer to make you stop complaining. It's all about control. It's the cover for their re-education camps.
Exactly. So again, knowledge bomb one, there's HR6666. If you're trying to wake somebody up, folks, say Google HR6666 and tell me what you think about that. Then you have green zones. It's called a CDC green zone. Everyone should look it up. Next piece of legislation we need to look up is called HR666. There's three sixes. This essentially is legislation that would say it's illegal for you to not agree with critical race theory.
This is what, by the way, we're not joking. Why do they, I want you to get into this. Clay Clark. But why are they keep putting 666? Is that to rub our nose in it? There it is on screen.
Luciferians want to always show what they're going to do before they do it. Okay. So another example, CERN, their logo is 666. I encourage everyone to look it up. CERN has what's called a Hadron Collider. Okay. It's the world's largest computer. Elon Musk has said that he would like to use his company called the Boring Company to help these CERN folks make an even larger, larger computer. CERN, for their grand opening, they actually had a satanic ritual. Folks, if you go to YouTube right now and type in CERN satanic ritual, you can see it. But CERN, their logo is 666. I'm going to keep going down the 666 trail for a minute.
And it's
here.
People but, running around in black robes doing mock human sacrifices at the gateway to CERN. You are on fire, brother.
Well, now if you type in WO2020060606, Bill Gates has a patent. Microsoft has a patent for a cryptocurrency system that goes inside the human body that would literally fulfill the book of Revelation. Now you say, Clay Clark, why are you so passionate? I am somebody who I have read that Bible. I have read that Bible from cover to cover. And Alex, what I've discovered is the Bible, it says in Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. I'm going to read this to your listeners because they deserve to have the actual scripture read to them. King James Version, it says, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. The Bill Gates patent is WO2020060606. So what am I saying? I'm saying that the Luciferians are diligent devils that want to put us in quarantine camps. And I'm asking for the Christians right now who are watching right now. I'm calling on you to get involved. It is the Great Reawakening versus the Great Reset. I have done everything that I can do, and I will continue doing it. At the peak of the lockdowns, I sued the mayor of Tulsa, Oklahoma, to keep our city open. I converted my building that you see behind me. I turned my building into a church because the churches were locked down. And what I have found is that many Christians, not your listeners, but many Christians have been asleep at the wheel. Meanwhile, the Luciferians are diligently throwing out the number 666 and making their technology. And if you go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, I have put the timeline there for you. So if you go to timetofreeamerica.com.
Say it again. We're going to put it on screen right now. When we come back from break, man, you're on fire, Clay Clark. Continue.
It's timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. And you will see in 2002, the Centers for Disease Control patented the coronavirus transmissible to humans with patent number 7279327. In 2002, the CDC patented the coronavirus transmissible to humans with patent number 7279327. And in 2008, the NIH, Alex, began research on how to block out the God gene, which is called the VMAT2 gene. They believe in God, too, and they want to block the God gene.
And no matter what they do, God will overpower. But you're right. We should rejoice. Revelation is being fulfilled right now, and what we're doing is getting people ready. When the Antichrist comes, there'll be the biggest revival ever, the Bible tells us. This is an incredible time.
Alex, people from all over the country are coming to these events, and regardless of what the mainstream media says, and I'm not attacking anybody that makes a profit. I'm not attacking Charlie Kirk or Bill O'Reilly for hosting events. But for my events, my wife and I felt convicted that God was wanting us to do these events and to let people name their price. So if you're attending, my wife and I, we don't take any income or any salary from these events. We have folks like Dr. Zelenko, Dr. Rashid Batar. We have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Peter McCullough. Many of the big names that have only been allowed to share the truth on your program and Joe Rogan and other, which are now becoming mainstream programs. These people all speak without censorship on the Reawaken America tour. But I want everybody to be able to attend. So if you want to get a ticket, go to timetofreeamerica.com. timetofreeamerica.com. And if you mention that you heard about this, the event through the Alex Jones Show, we're going to give you free access to our meet and greet. And we'll actually give you an opportunity to meet some of the speakers. So again, go to timetofreeamerica.com to claim your tickets. We're going to Virginia Beach in July. And then August, we're going to Rochester, New York. Why? Because General Flynn and Eric Trump want to take the Reawaken America tour to New York, into the belly of the beast, baby.
Clay Clark. I've seen you on Owen. I met you. I mean, you are on fire, brother. Is the pendulum not swinging back right now? Whether Elon Musk is good or bad, he gets that the public's awake. He's saying everything we're saying. This is incredible.
I am seeing people wake up. Alex, when I get to the event, I always get there at 5 a.m. each day, and I try to meet as many people. So when we have, 10,000 people that get in or 5,000 people, I want to shake all of their hands. And I did that symbolically for the first one because people were still afraid to shake hands. They were told they need to socially distance and wear a mask. And I said, I will shake every person's hand.
You're breaking the will of their fear.
Alex, as people are discovering the Great Reset for the first time when I meet these people in line, I encourage everybody go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation to continue this conversation.
All right, Clay Clark, unbelievable. Stay there, brother. Wow. All right, Clay Clark runs the Reawaken America Tour. He is a talk show host knocking it out of the park. He is on fire right now. As we go into the world government, as we go into the transhumanism, as they announce in Italy and in Canada that you got to have a Davos Group ID to buy or sell or live, everything is happening. And the good news is more and more mainline churches, Clay Clark, are actually talking about this now. So as you said earlier, conservatives, populist Christians are really waking up right now.
Well, I just encourage everybody, you got to understand there's the Great Reset versus the Great Reawakening. So I have a copy of the book. I wish I didn't, but I do. It's called COVID-19, The Great Reset. And COVID-19 is a book written by Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum. And COVID-19 stands for Certificate of Vaccination IDAI. Certificate of Vaccination IDAI. So their plan is to put a Certificate of Vaccination IDAI inside every single person. Now, if we go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, you can see that the patents prove the plan. So in 2002, the Centers for Disease Control patented the coronavirus transmissible to humans with patent number, and I'm reading, patent number 727-9327. In 2008, research began by the NIH on how to block out the God gene. So in 2008, the NIH began research on how to block out the God gene. In 2010, as you've covered, Alex, the Rockefeller plan was written, and on page 16 of this document, it calls for a world of tighter top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership. Now, if we skip ahead to 2015, the system and method for testing for COVID-19 was actually patented. What? Yes, the system and method for testing for COVID-19 was actually patented in 2015. And then in 2015, check this out, Harvard's Charles Lieber, who was heavily financed by Bill Gates, and Jeffrey Epstein, Charles Lieber, he created nanotechnology that uses 5G technology. He created patents that use, again, nanotechnology that goes inside the human body that can be activated via 5G. And if you don't believe me, folks, just go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation and you can follow right along there. So what is this all about? At the end of the day, what is this all about? It's all about actually putting technology inside your body that has the ability to control your thoughts. So I thought what I could do
here. So they own it. And the thing is, Harari and the World Economic Forum say you have no free will. We're taking your body over. The FDA last year approved nanotech in the food and said we're not even having a jurisdiction. This is their revolution. This is their covert war. It's happening now.
You're 100% great. Now listen to this. This is Yuval Noah Harari. He's saying it out loud. I'm going to try to get through 21 knowledge bombs in 20 minutes with Alex Jones. Can we do it? So this is Yuval Noah Harari saying out loud how the technology works. This is the top advisor for Klaus Schwab. Listen in, folks. Here we go.
A good two-way communication system, direct communication system between brains and computers, this is kind of the watershed moment. I mean, once you have a good two-way, nobody has any idea what happens after that.
He's saying it out loud. And he was asked during an interview, they said, how will COVID-19 change the future of the world? And this is what he says. And this is not me saying this. This is, again, this is Yuval Noah Harari openly stating this. I'm going to play this audio clip. This is, again, the top advisor for Klaus Schwab, a man praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, and Gates. Listen to what he says here. This is COVID-19, how he believes it should change the world.
Ideally, the response to COVID should be the establishment of a global healthcare system, a basic healthcare system for the entire human race.
And Alex, right now it's May 17th, and we are now just under 100 hours until the World Health Organization begins to assert its dominance over American sovereignty because of the actions taken by Joe Biden.
It's incredible. We are living in the UN world government takeover. And
correct. And I will say this. Michelle Bachmann, who's not, you know, obviously not here with us today, but she's a very respectable voice, she chimed in on another program. I want you to just listen to what Michelle Bachmann said, because I think she articulated this urgent matter succinctly, but with a cool head and from a Christian perspective. Listen to Michelle Bachmann explain what's happening.
40 countries have already signed on, including the big guys, the EU, the UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Norway, Switzerland, the real countries. 40 countries have already signed on. So presumably they already have the votes. So the vote will be taken, and then there's a 6-month period before the actual vote becomes effective, and that's in November. And that's interesting timing, because no matter which party wins in the fall, presumably it won't matter, because this creates a platform for global governance.
So, Alex, there's an urgency, and I'm calling
on they're going to bring in the new lockdown after the midterms. They admit that.
I encourage everybody right now to open your Bible to Hebrews 10:25, okay? And I'm going to read this to you. This is why we're doing the Reawaken America tour. It says, Hebrews 10:25, Alex, it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as ye see the day approaching. Let me translate. We should not stop getting together, as the manner of some is, but we need to exhort, to mentor, to encourage, to empower one another, and so much more as ye see the day approaching. We have got to activate, ladies and gentlemen. We are within right now. We are within 5 days of America's sovereignty being over. It is now time for every single listener to go into Paul Revere mode. I need you to wake up your family and friends, get out the gong, go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. Everything I've shared on today's show is cited. All the patents are there. It is spelled correctly. You can find it. The research has been done. Dr. Peter Breggin, Dr. Zelenko, Dr. McCullough, all my good friends I've met on the Reawaken America tour, they've provided this information to me. And all I've done, Alex, is I've tried to break it down in a way that I can handle, because I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a former disc jockey. I am not a doctor. I am not a scientist. And I needed to break it down so that I could understand it. And that's what the Reawaken America tour is all about, Alex, is we start at 10 a.m. We go till 6 p.m. I don't think people realize this. We have 35 speakers per day, including Eric Trump, Cash Patel, Donald J. Trump Jr., Zelenko. We've even had you spoke at one of the events we did in San Antonio. We've had Owen speak. We've had so many great speakers, Bobby Kennedy Jr. And the reason why we do this event, and the reason why I don't take a salary from these events, and the reason why our speakers are doing this is because we want to save America. So I encourage all your listeners, go to timetofreeamerica.com. We have under 1,000 tickets remaining for the Virginia Beach Reawaken America tour. And people are saying, Alex, this is the only place in the world that's allowing people to share this at scale. And virtually every video.
What's beautiful is you guys are selling out everywhere, and you are on fire, Clay. It's all real. It's historic. It's happening now.
Alex, I can't tell you how many people I ran into at the Reawaken America tour in Myrtle Beach that had the shirts that said, Alex Jones was right. And I got to apologize to the listeners out there. You know, for years, I had listened to your program. I knew you were correct. But my wife, we were driving down the road, and my wife asked me, she said, Clay, she said, what are you going to tell your clients to do? I'm a business consultant. I own businesses. And she said, what are you going to tell your clients to do when they do a lockdown in America? And Alex, I never thought it would actually happen here. But once I saw Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx on the stage, I recognized that the Rockefeller plan was being implemented and that President Donald J. Trump needed our help. I don't agree with him on everything he does, but I agree with President Trump on 95% of what he says. And President Trump needs our help. The time
that's
to reawaken
right.
America.
Clark, stay there. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time. The power of humanity is incredible, and Clay Clark, the dynamic businessman and talk show host, is leading the fight with General Flynn and others to take on the New World Order at point-blank range. Brother, I'm going to give you the floor for the rest of the hour. We got 2 segments left. You've got the floor, brother. I mean, I've already followed you. I've met you. I watch you on Owen's show, but man, you got to come back more. You are dead on. What are we facing? What do we do?
Well, what we need to do right now is we need to gather the facts and we need to get out the gong, figuratively speaking, and wake up our family and friends. So we need to go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, and you need to just be able to share the truth with your family and friends. So what we're going to do is I want everyone to go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, and let's just skip down to 2015.
You only covered like 3 of the points. I'm going to shut up. Go over the 20 points.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so we're going to 2015. All right, so let's just say you're sitting down with your cousin, your uncle, your daughter today, and you're trying to wake them up. You want to teach, if you're going to wake somebody up, you have to ask them questions rhetorically. So you want to say, hey, how come on October 13th? Why on October the 13th? Why was the system and method for testing for COVID-19 patented on October 13th of 2015? October 13th of 2015, why was the system and method for testing for COVID-19 patented then? And just show the patent to them. And when they look at it, they're going to go, wow, because all of a sudden we know that there's a plan. All right, so we have to start there. That's where we need to start. Now, in 2016, Peter Daszak of the EcoHealth Alliance, he openly said, I'm going to play the clip, but he openly said that Peter Daszak openly said that he and his Chinese colleagues created viruses. So listen to this. This is Peter Daszak explaining how gain of function works.
As an example, first of all, we're only looking at viral families that include those that have gone into people from animals. So we narrow it down straight away. Then when you get a sequence of a virus and it looks like a relative of a known nasty pathogen, just like we did with SARS, we found other coronaviruses in bats, a whole host of them. Some of them looked very similar to SARS. So we sequenced the spike protein, the protein that attaches to cells. Then I didn't do this work, but my colleagues in China did the work. You create pseudoparticles, you insert the spike proteins from those viruses, see if they bind to human cells. And each step of this, you move closer and closer to this virus could really become pathogenic in people. So you narrow down the field, you reduce the cost, and you end up with a small number of viruses that really do look like killers.
He openly just said, so again, if you're asking your family, if you're trying to wake up your family and friends, ask them, why did Peter Daszak openly state in 2016 that he was involved with the Chinese to do gain-of-function research to increase the transmissibility of pathogens? So let me just explain how the whole Great Reset works briefly here, okay? The models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die from COVID, Alex, you know this and I know this, but the models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die from COVID, those were false. Two, the PCR tests, the COVID-19 tests, we're all supposed to go get tested. The COVID-19 tests were falsely calibrated to inflate the number of cases. And again, I'm trying to give you ammo because when you go and talk to your family and friends about a PCR test, they're going to go, what are you, a PCR testing expert? How do you know? Are you a scientist? So I'm going to play an audio clip.
No, the inventor of PCR said it was fraud.
Correct. And I've got all the clips right here for everybody. So I'm going to play this audio clip of the inventor of the PCR test, Kerry Mullis, explaining to you how the PCR tests work and how they shouldn't be used. Here.
Tony Fauci does not mind going on television and lie directly into the camera.
And with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. Because if you can amplify one single molecule, which PCR can do, there's just very few molecules that you don't have at least one single one of them in your body. So that could be thought of as a misuse of it just to claim that it's meaningful.
So again, Kerry Mullis openly states, I'm giving you all the ammo so your listeners, again, folks, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, you can have a sane conversation with family and friends. Now, I want people to understand this. March 26, 2020, Microsoft, Alex, they filed for a cryptocurrency system using body activity with patent number, as we mentioned earlier, W02020060606. Now, this is something that very few people know, and I'm going to blow someone's mind here. In 1971, that's the year that America got off the gold standard. Richard Nixon got us off the gold standard per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger in 1971. In 1971, Klaus Schwab started the World Economic Forum, the author of COVID-19, The Great Reset. Klaus Schwab started the World Economic Forum in 1971 per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger. Folks, did you know that in 1971, there was a comic that was created in 1971 called Dark Seed? Dark Seed. It's S-E-I-D. The Dark Seed comic character was created in 1971, who wants to end free will by connecting everyone's mind to a hive mind using technology. And did you know that Elon Musk's girlfriend, she released a song called Dark Seed, which she wrote and released, Alex, right before the pandemic started? So I'm going to play a brief audio clip. This is Elon Musk's girlfriend. Now, mind you, folks, Elon Musk, the COVID-19, the Great Reset, for it to work, we have to, this is how it works, okay? We have to put RNA modifying nanotechnology inside the human body that connects our minds via 5G technology. So you can't buy or sell without the technology in your body, and you can't actually buy or sell without.
So this is the transhumanist takeover in their own words. Like you said, Harari, we're taking you over. I mean, this is it. It's like the Borg in Star Trek say, resistance is futile, but this is real. This is happening.
It's real, and I want people to check this date, okay? The pandemic, listen to this. I'm going to play a brief audio clip, but this is Elon Musk's girlfriend. She released the song. You can find it on YouTube right now. It's called Dark Seed. Now, again, 1971, that's when the Dark Seed comic character came out that talked about ending free will by connecting your brain to the hive mind. So Elon Musk's girlfriend, Grimes, she puts out a song called Dark Seed. Everyone has to find it on YouTube, okay, folks? And it features an artist that no one's ever heard of by the name of Pan. Pan? Like pandemic? And the song is recorded entirely in Chinese, except for the first two lines. So listen to this, folks. This came out May of 2020. Listen to this. Listen to the lyrics. I'll read them to you. It's crazy. Listen to this, folks. Unrest is in the soul. We don't move our bodies anymore. This is Elon Musk's girlfriend, Grimes. What? And then the rest of the song is recorded in Chinese. And if you read the lyrics, it's all about implementing RNA modifying nanotechnology inside your body.
Elon Musk to marry a tranny.
Yes. And she just did an interview. You can look it up right now in Vanity Fair in April of 2020, where she does the Baphomet pose. And during that interview, she said they're planning on having more kids together. And recently, Elon Musk said that his new technology allows you to save state. Now, I'm going to play this real quick for the listeners out there so you can hear this, because most people haven't heard this before. This is Elon Musk explaining that his new Neuralink technology could allow you to have eternal life. Listen to Elon Musk explain this.
Imagine that one day we would be able to download our human brain capacity into a Optimus.
Yes. I think that is, I'm not saying this is, I think it is possible, I think, to do that. It is possible.
Which would be a different way of eternal life, because we would also download our personalities into a body.
Yes, we could download.
He just said you could have eternal life. Listen.
The things that we believe make ourselves unique. Now, of course, if you're not in a body anymore, that there's definitely going to be some difference there, you know. So, but as far as preserving our memories.
So, Alex, during the same 30-day period of time, Grimes, who openly says she's still with Musk, she said they're in an open relationship that's complicated. She was asked during the interview, they said, well, now that you can download people's minds and download their thoughts, whose mind would you like to download? And listen to what she says. This is crazy. This is Grimes, Elon Musk's girlfriend.
You could be someone else for a day, someone alive today, but somebody you haven't met yet. Who would you be?
Would I be modeling their brain state, or would I just be in their body?
You can choose the degree to which you're modeling their brain state, because so you can still take a
Hold
third
on,
person.
Stay there. We got to play this clip again when we come back with Clay Clark. Final segment ahead of the guest host in the fourth hour and the Nolan Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, the War Room. Wow. Powerful information with Clay Clark. Clay Clark is on fire. God has given us free will. God has given us a vision of the future. We have been given the cheat sheet. Yes, we have free will, but God told us what was coming and that a fallen creature, not of this world, would try to enslave us and do this. And now we see it happening. And whether you believe in God or not, it's unfolding. And Clay Clark is here with us right now, heads up one of the biggest, most important tours that just goes every week around the country. and is reaching 5, 10, 20, 30,000 people in filled arenas. Reawaken America tour. It was so great being with him in San Antonio 6 months ago. He's here with us now in the final segment. You know, to me, as negative as this is on the surface, it's very positive when you really pull back from it, because Revelation and Daniel and Ezekiel and all of it is being fulfilled, Old and New Testament. We're seeing everything that God told us would happen, happen right now. And thank God gave us Jesus Christ and the prophets before him to tell us what was coming. We've been given the blueprint of the enemy attack.
You're 100% correct, and I want to make sure people understand this idea. You said God gave us free will, and what I found is that people don't understand that the enemy, they actually want to take away your free will. So I'm going to play this brief audio clip, Alex. This is the top advisor for Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari, and listen to what he says. This is Yuval Noah Harari. Listen to how he – this is a man praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates. Listen to what he – how he describes
humanity. This is the high priest of their whole system. They say this is their gospel. Here it is.
This is what he says. Listen to this. Here we go.
Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over. Free will, that's over.
So, Alex, what I want to do on this final segment, if I can, I'm going to pull up a little diagram on the screen here for listeners. And, Alex, I spent about $3 because of inflation. This could be $6 by the end of the month here. But this is how it works here, okay? We have Team God. They have Team Satan. We have what's called the Bible. Their Bible is literally COVID-19, the Great Reset. Their plan is to end free will. We have a Bible. They have COVID-19, the Great Reset. They have a leader who has a lot of traction and a lot of influence. His name is Klaus Schwab. We have a leader. I'm not saying that President Donald J. Trump is my religious leader. In my org chart, Jesus is king. Trump is the president. General Flynn is America's general. And my wife is the boss. That's how it works at the Clark House. But Klaus Schwab is their leader. Trump is the leader of the free world. Their top advisor, their perverse prophet is Yuval Noah Harari. And President Trump has eight people close to him, and five of them are on the tour. I mean, we've had Peter Navarro, Kash Patel, General Flynn, Eric Trump, Don Trump Jr. These are all the people that are on the tour. So if you actually want to know what's going on and not speculate what's going on, for people that are actually in the know, that are at the tip of the spear.
Right. If you look at who's around Trump, it's very exciting.
It is. I mean, we have got the people close to Trump that are in those secret meetings coming to share about the Durham report, what's going on. Now, their goal, Team Satan, is total control, okay? They want you to wear a mask. They want quarantines, curfews, forced RNA-modifying nanotechnology inside your body that controls your thoughts. God wants for you to have free will. Satan wants for you to live in hell, and God wants for you to have salvation. So I encourage everybody right now, if you're watching right now, I have three calls to action for you. One, it might sound kind of crazy. If you're not right with God right now, I want you to invite Jesus Christ into your heart to be your Lord and Savior. I mean that. I just got baptized, Alex, this weekend for the first time in my life. I would never been baptized. And I know that God has arrested my attention and God is arresting the attention of your listeners right now. There's somebody watching right now and you feel like, man, I have really made some poor choices in my life. Well, check it out. Paul, his name was once Saul. He wrote 13 books of the Bible, okay? Some say 14.
He went around murdering Christians, but he was saved.
Exactly. And God arrested his attention, filled him with conviction to fulfill the Great Commission. So I encourage you, all you have to do is say, Dear Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. And you want to repent, which means you want to go the opposite way moving forward. And you have a new mission. And you have a new hope.
And that's what God's looking for. God is ready for you to make that choice. God only judges the heart, as King David said.
And so call to action number one is get right with God. Call to action number two is you say, well, what can I do? I encourage you, go to timetofreeamerica.com and get your tickets to come join us in Virginia Beach. That's going to be in July.
Oh, be with the brethren. Be with all these amazing people and bring family.
And Alex, what's so neat is we've had business owners in the manufacturing space and the medical space that are hiring employees on the spot that don't wish to take the RNA modifying nanotechnology shots. I mean, we have it's like a job fair. We have doctors willing to treat you if you don't want to take the RNA modifying nanotechnology. Attorneys willing to help you fight back. You know, a lot of the school board victories that have occurred have started at the Reawaken America tour.
So it totally scares the system that we're coming together.
It's powerful. So go to timetofreeamerica.com. You can name your price. I know the mainstream media would like you to think that Clay Clark is getting rich at these events. You can name your price. I don't take a dime of income or salary.
You
can
literally name your make $50 million to beat them, but you're not. We need to support independent brethren of all races, colors, and creeds coming together under Jesus.
Well, Alex, you know, the thing is, when you come to these events, it costs about $500,000 to put on a really well-run event.
That's why I can't even do them. Yeah, I hear you.
Well, name their price, and the average person, Alex, is, you know, it's paying what they can pay. I mean, that's the deal. We have some VIPs.
For those that don't know, it's so hard to organize events. I don't know how you guys have done it.
Well, let me just tell you this, just in, Alex. I've not announced this on any show. I've got the final lineup here for the Reawaken America Tour in Virginia Beach. Let me just read this to the folks out there. We start at 10 a.m., and there's a speaker every 15 minutes. But check this out. Listen to how hot this lineup is. At 3:20, we have Jimmy Levy and Hi Rez, the hip-hop duo that shares – top of America. At 3:40, Jim Brewer, the comedian, gets out there and he just absolutely exposes the deep state while making you laugh, the corruption of Hollywood. Then we have Donald J. Trump Jr. He gets on the stage at 4:30. Dr. Dave Martin's on at 5 o'clock. Kash Patel, are you kidding me? He gets on at 5:30. Sean Stone, who you just had on your show, Sean Stone, Oliver Stone's son, the great producer, director, Sean Stone, he'll be joining the tour. And then at 5:45, America's General Michael Flynn. And that's how we end day one, Alex. I mean, that's how we end. I didn't even mention that Eric Trump, Amanda Grace, the prophet, Kim Clement, the late great prophet, his daughter's on the lineup. I just found out that Peter McCullough will be rejoining us. Mickey Willis will be debuting Plandemic Part 3. My good friend Mickey Willis is debuting Plandemic Part 3.
This scares them so, so much. Wow. Well, I love your work, Clay Clark. We appreciate everything you're doing, and I want to invite you back on a routine basis. Love meeting you in person. Love what you're doing. It's so incredible. And they hate us getting together. They hate this truth getting out. And then all the hundreds of media that are there, if not thousands, and all the interviews I did when I was there, that all goes viral. It's just a major operation to expose the globalist takeover. It is so beautiful.
And Alex, if I get abducted by an alien, or I just want to tell you this, I mean this, I pray for you. And it's an honor to be on your program because you have been a man in the wilderness that's been attacked for a long, long time. And I sincerely have prayed for you. I've prayed for General Flynn. I've prayed for Eric Trump. I've prayed for Seth Keschel. I've prayed for so many of these people that are on the tour, Mike Lindell. And it's an honor to meet you in person. And it's an honor to see your heart. And you were super humble at the San Antonio event. You stopped by and you said, hey, if you would like me on the stage, I'd love to be there. If not, no worries. And you came up, and I feel like you delivered a message, a gospel message that many pastors today need to deliver. I mean, you clearly pointed out it's the great reawakening versus the great reset. There's heaven and hell. There's free will versus control. There's Satan versus Jesus. Alex, you did not leave anything left to be said there, my friend. You absolutely did a powerful salvation message in San Antonio. And I know
the most important part was God wins.
God does win. God does win. I'll tell people this little fun stats. People say, how do you know these events were a success? The Myrtle Beach event we just did, we had over 500 baptisms that happened at that event. Alex, it's just an unbelievable thing to see people getting back to God. We have election fraud, medical fraud, religious
fraud.
Beautiful.
I got to get back on the tour with you, brother. I'm just tied down here in the fight, but thank you so much. Clay Clark, we salute you. Everybody should go to all your events. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless you.
Thank you, brother. Take care.
The Clay Clark Show. The Clay Clark on Twitter, ThriveTimeShow.com. Amazing. All right. We have a special guest taking over in the fourth hour today, and then Owen Schroyer will be with us in 1 hour. That guy is on fire. Freedom is on fire. Look at the energy and the intelligence of that guy versus the Satanist, and it lets you know what side you want to be on. So whether you're old, young, black, white, Hispanic, I love you. And this is an incredible time. Please keep us on air. Share the articles, share the videos, buy the products, InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you keep us on air as a mothership to promote Dinesh D'Souza last hour and Clay Clark this hour and everything is coming up. Like, who do I have? I'll tell you about this. Yeah, we've got Wayne Allen Root, always on fire. He's in the fourth hour, about to take over. Alpha Power back in stock, 40% off. X2, 25% off, about to sell out, 40% off. Ultra 12, InfoWarsStore.com. We need funds, plus these are great products. We'll be right back with Wayne Allen Root.
Whether you like it or not, you're in a war.
The globalists think you're a piece of garbage that they want to exterminate. They want to make you as weak and as unhealthy as they can. They want to make you depressed. They want you to believe that you're not essential. You're made in the image of God. You are essential. And God gave us compounds that empower us and embolden us and energize us. And man, I got to tell you, Ultra 12 is a product I'm so proud of. It is the highest quality pharmaceutical grade vitamin B12 that energizes every other hormone and every other vitamin mineral in your body. It is essential. And that's why the food and the products the system sells are basically devoid of it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been sold out for close to 6 months, but Ultra 12 is back in stock. And again, this is the same pharmaceutical grade B12 people inject. Don't do that. Go to a doctor if you want it. There's even better absorption rate with that. But versus pills, this is the next best thing you're going to find. It's right below injections. And all you do is take a few drops every morning or every night, whenever you want. And people that taste it, they call us and they say, is there sugar in that? It doesn't say sugar in the bottle. No. Vitamin B12, real organic vitamin B12, tastes incredibly sweet. And it's a sweetness you've never experienced before. So listen, this could be salt water. This could be a placebo. And it'd be worth it because it funds the InfoWars. But it's not. It's high quality vitamin B12, Ultra 12, at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. It's been sold out for months. But despite that, it's 40% off for a limited time. They'll go back to full price. Get your Ultra 12 vitamin B12 at InfoWars.com exclusively right now. And know you're funding the tip of the spear during this critical fight. Ultra 12 exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off.